This is the preface. He who never wonders has no mind. The wise man only wonders once in his life, and that is always. This is specifically true of the kingdom of grace, where everything is marvelous. When the great God comes to deal with offending men in the way of mercy, the mere idea of This is the preface. He who never wonders has no mind. This is the preface. He who never wonders has no mind. Wonder is but the effect of novelty upon ignorance. But assuredly, it is not so when the work of redemption is the theme. Here, the more we know, the more we wonder. And the years of familiar acquaintance and growing understanding do but increase our astonishment. The name whereby our ever-blessed Lord is called is wonderful, and well does he deserve the title. For his person, his birth, his life, his death, his teachings, and his actions are all wonderful. Out of the proclamation of the amazing story of the love of Jesus, other wonders grow. For signs and wonders are the witness of the gospel's power. Newborn souls are set for wonders in Israel, and those who delight to search out the glorious works of the Lord are filled with holy admiration and astonishment as they see the heart and hand of the Lord revealed in each individual. To set forth some of the wonders of grace, these messages were prepared. So come and see the various characters upon which grace operates. And it may be, if you're unsaved, you will find here a something to arouse or to encourage you. May the Holy Spirit bless these utterances to the souls of many and lead them to the wonder-working Lord, who of his own free grace forgives sin, renews the heart, and preserves the spirit. We have said in our hearts, "Surely I will remember thy wonders of old." And here is the result of our musings.